an interesting mix, holding on to officials, and it never gets old. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. We've always said that the high school experience is like a beautiful dinner buffet that students should sample everything from, athletic and non-athletic. And at Montrose High School, they're definitely mixing the flavors on the plate this weekend. The Rams are at Lanesburg Friday in the first round of the MHSAA football playoffs, a game you can watch live on MHSAA.tv, which is being produced by the award-winning school broadcast program from Montrose by four of its top cross-country runners, who will run in a Lower Peninsula regional meet Saturday morning at Delta College. Junior Eric Vandefiffer has done play-by-play for Montrose since the eighth grade, and he says that being on the cross-country team, one of his three sports, helps him better prepare for the broadcasts.
Both announcing the games and playing the sports gives me an inside look on the players and how they work. I play a lot of the other sports with some of the players on the team, and that gives me a better understanding for the broadcast.
Jamie Kitts runs the digital media program at Montrose and enjoys having kids with all different kinds of experiences.
Montrose Digital Media has been successful in large part because our kids participate in so many activities in sports and clubs, and they draw from those activities. They bring with them the confidence they've gained from the athletic field or the band or the drama club.
Other cross-country runners on the TV crew are David Sackrider, Ben Dennings, and Peyton Hobson. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to the girls' cross-country team at Sault Ste. Marie High School, which won its first ever MHSAA Division I Upper Peninsula title last weekend at Gladstone, and the boys' cross-country teams at Ishpeming and Chassel, which became three-peat winners in their respective divisions at the same meet. Breakfast really is the most important meal of the day. Break the fast before strenuous workouts. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Play ball, play ball, play ball.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
One of the biggest challenges each and every year is the recruitment and, more importantly, retaining our sports officials. That's the referees, umpires, and judges that allow our games to be played. In numerous surveys, the two biggest areas that are driving officials out of the game are a lack of sportsmanship from adult spectators as well as coaches. The next time you're at a game, either as a fan or if you happen to be a high school coach, try and put yourselves in the shoes of the official. While the officials will never be perfect, they do deserve at least your support as well as the benefit of the doubt on those tough plays.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go online now to MHSAA.com to be a referee. This will be my 30th football tournament this fall, and one thing that never gets old is seeing the excitement in those communities which have breakthrough years and experience the postseason dance for the first time in a long time, or for that matter, the very first time. I was up in Breckenridge a few weeks ago for its win over Merrill that gave the Huskies their first conference title in nearly 70 years, and how going from 0-9 last year to 9-0 this year has absolutely energized this farming community on M46 just east of Alma. It's their first trip to the tournament since 1993. And the Gwynn Model Towners are back in the playoffs for the first time since 1999 when they made a run to the semifinals in the very first year of the 8th Division 256-team field. Now, this year's first-time qualifiers are relatively new schools for various reasons, and there's four of them. In fact, over 90% of the football-playing schools in the state have reached the playoffs since they started in 1975, but it's always great to watch the excitement in communities like Breckenridge and Gwynn, and even where it's business as usual for the Beale City Aggies, who have qualified 34 times, more than any other school. It's just something that never gets old. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.